Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted tonight to be back on our live radio broadcast for the study of God's Word on tonight. We're going to have just a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to get right into the Word of God. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms number 19, Psalms 19. The heathens declare the glory of God, and the firmaments showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them have he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chambers, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. I have just read you the first 9 verses of chapter of Psalms 19. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Hallelujah. We're going to have a song now. Let me see.
On cloud of
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I just come right now asking you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. Move me from this flesh, God, so the Holy Ghost can take up this vessel and use me, God. Speak through me, Holy Spirit, tonight. In the name of Jesus, open up our mind, open up our understanding, God. I have no power, no knowledge of myself, God, but it's all about you, and it's you, God, not me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now to cover everyone under the sound of my voice and their families. Lord, open up their understanding, God. Let us just receive your word just like it's written in the book. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just bind the strong man right now, every witch, every wizard, every warlord, every psychic, every medium, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for binding the strong man. I bind you up. I cast, command you to go in Jesus' name from our lives and from this radio broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So let it be. I'm going to get ready to start reading here. Chapter 1 of 1 Kings, the first book of Kings. Now David was old and stricken in age, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. Before his servant said unto him, let there be sought for my Lord. the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that my lord the king may get heat. So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coast of Israel, and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. And the damsel was very fair and cherished the king and ministered to him. But the king knew her not. Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, why hast thou done so? And he also was a very goodly man. And his mother bare him after Absalom. And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zariah, and with Abithar, the priest, and they following Adonijah helped him. But Zadok, the priest, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan, the prophet, and Shimeah, and Rhea, and the mighty men which belonged to David were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah slew sheep, oxen, fatted cattle by the stone of Zahilah, which is by Enrogel, and called all his brethren, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah, and the mighty men, and Solomon his brother, he called not. Wherefore Nathan spake unto Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, hast thou not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, doeth reign, and David our Lord knoweth it not? Now therefore come, let me, I pray thee, give thee counsel that thou mayest save thine own life and the life of thy son Solomon. Go and get thee unto King David, and say unto him, didst not thou, my lord, O king, swear unto thy handmaid, saying, assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Why then do Adonijah reign? Behold, while thou yet talkest there with the king, I also will come in after thee and confirm thy words. And Bathsheba went in unto the king, unto the chambers, and the king was very old. Abishag, the Shunammite, ministered unto the king, and Bathsheba bowed and did abstinence unto the king. The king said, what wouldest thou? And she said unto him, my lord, thou swearest by the Lord thy God unto thine handmaid, saying, assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. And now behold, Adonijah reign, and now, my lord the king, thou knowest it not. And he hath slain oxen, fat cattle, and sheep in abundance. And he called all the sons of the king, and Abathar the priest, and Joab the captain of hosts, but Solomon thy servant hath he not called. And thou, my lord, O king, the eyes of all Israel are upon thee, that thou shouldest tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise it shall come to pass, when my lord the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my sons, Solomon, shall be counted offenders. And lo, while she, King Nathan the prophet, also came in, and they told the king, saying, behold, Nathan the prophet. And when he was come in before the king, he bowed himself before the king with his face into the ground. And Nathan said, my lord, O king, hast thou said, Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne? For he is gone down this day and have slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and he have called all the king's son and the captains of the host and Abathar the priest, and behold, they eat and drink before him and say, God save King Adonijah. But me, even me, thy servant, and Zadok, the priest, and Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, and thy servant Solomon have not called. Is this thing done by my lord the king, and thou hast not showed him unto thy servant who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him? Then David answered and said, call me Bathsheba. And she came unto the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king swore and said, as the Lord liveth, that have redeemed my soul out of all distress, even as I swore unto thee by the Lord God of Israel, saying, surely Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead. Even so will I certainly do this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the earth and did reverence to the king and said, let my lord King David live forever. And King David said, call me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada. And they came before the king, and the king also said unto them, take with you the servant of your lord, and cause Solomon my son to ride upon my own mule, and bring him down to Gihon, and let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him their king over Israel, and blow ye with the trumpet, and say, God save King Solomon. Then ye shall come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne, for he shall be king in my stead. And I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judea. And Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, answered the king and said, amen, the Lord God of my lord, the king, say so too. As the Lord have been with my lord, the king, even so be he with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord, King David. So Zadok, the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, and the Kerethites and the Penathites went down and caused Solomon to ride upon King David's mule and brought him to Gihon. And Zadok the priest took an horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, God save King Solomon. And all the people came up after him, and the people piped and with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent with the sound of them. And Adonijah and all the guests that were with him heard it, as they had made an end of eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, wherefore is this noise of the city being in an uproar? And when he yet spake, behold, Jonathan, the son of Abathar, the priest, came, and at Adonijah said unto him, come in, for thou art a valiant man, and bringest good tidings. And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, Verily, our Lord King David have made Solomon king, and the king have sent with him Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet and Benadiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride upon the king's mule. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon, and they are come up from thence rejoicing, so that the rang again. This is the noise that you have heard. And also Solomon sitteth on the throne of the kingdom. And moreover, the king's servant came to bless our Lord King David, saying, God, make the name of Solomon better than thy name, and make this throne greater than thy throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed. And also thus saith the king, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which have given one to sit on my throne this day, my eyes even seeing it. And all the guests that were with Adonijah were afraid and rose up and went every man his way. And Adonijah feared because of Solomon and arose and went and caught hold on the horns of the altar. And it was told Solomon, saying, behold, Adonijah feared King Solomon, for lo, he caught hold on the horns of the altar, saying, let King Solomon swear unto me today that he will not slay his servant with the sword. And Solomon said, if he will show himself a worthy man, there shall not be an hair of his head fall to the earth. But if wickedness shall be found in him, he shall die. So King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar. And he came and bowed himself to King Solomon. And Solomon said unto him, go to thine house. Chapter 2. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments, and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whatsoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fall thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. Moreover, thou knowest also what Joab, the son of Zeruiah, did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the host of Israel, unto Abner, the son of Ner, Amasa, the son of Jether, whom he slew, and shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle that was about his loins, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, and let not thy whore head go down to the grave in peace, but show kindness unto the sons of Basileia, the Gileadite, and let them be of those that eat at thy table. For so they came to me when I fled because of Absalom, thy brother. And behold, thou hast with thee Shimeah, the son of Gera, a Benjamite of Bahurim, which cursed me, a grievous curse, in the days when I went to Mohanim, but he came down to meet me at the Jordan. And I swear to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put thee to death with the sword, Now, therefore, hold him not guilty, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do unto him, but his forehead bring thou down to the grave with blood. So David slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. And the days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. Then sat Solomon upon the throne of David, his father, and his kingdom was established greatly. And Adonijah, the son of Haggith, came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, and said peacefully, and he said peacefully, he said, moreover, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, and she said, say on. And he said, thou knowest that the kingdom was mine, and that all Israel set their faces on me, that I should reign. Howbeit the kingdom is turned about, and it's become my brother's, for it was his from the Lord. And now I ask one petition of thee, deny me not. And she said unto him, say on. And he said, speak I, pray thee, unto Solomon the king, or he will not say thee nay, that he give me Abishag, the Shunammite, to wife. And Bathsheba said, well, I will speak for thee unto the king. Bathsheba therefore went unto King Solomon to speak unto him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her and bowed himself and sat down on his throne and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother and set on his right hand. Then she said, I desire one small petition of thee, I pray thee, say me not nay. And the king said unto her, ask on my mother, for I will not say thee nay. And she said, let Abishag the Shunammite be given to Adonijah thy brother to wife. And King Solomon answered and said unto his mother, and why doest thou ask Abishai the Shunammite for Adonijah, ask for him the kingdom also, for he is my elder brother, even for him, and for Abathar the priest, and for Joab the son of Zerah. Then King Solomon swore by the Lord, saying, God, do so to me, and more also Adonijah have not spoken this word against his own life. Now, therefore, as the Lord liveth, which have established me and set me on the throne of David, my father, and who have made me in house as the promise of Adonijah, shall be put to death this day. And King Solomon sent by the hand of Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, and he fell upon him that he died. And unto Abathar the priest said the king, get thee to Anathoth, unto thine own fields, for thou art worthy of death, but I will not at this time put thee to death, because thou bearest the ark of the Lord God for David my father, and because thou hast been afflicted in all wherein my father was afflicted. So Solomon thrust out Abathar from being priest unto the Lord, that he might fulfill the word of the Lord which he spake concerning the house of Eli in Shiloh. Then tidings came to Joab, for Joab had turned after Adonijah, though he turned not after Absalom. And Joab fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord and caught hold on a horn of the altar. And it was told King Solomon that Joab was fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord, and behold, he is by the altar. Then Solomon sent Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, saying, go, fall upon him. And Benaniah, tabernacle of the Lord, and said unto him, thus said the king, come forth. And he said, nay, but I will die here. and Benadiah brought the king's word again, saying, thus said Joab, and thus he answered me. And the king said unto him, do as he hath said, and fall upon him, and bury him, that thou mayest take away the innocent blood which Joab shed from me and from the house of my father. And the Lord shall return his blood upon his own head, who fell upon two men more righteous and better than he, and slew them with the sword. My father David, not knowing thereof, to wit, Abner the son of Ner, captain of the host of Israel, and Amasa the son of Jether, captain of the host of Judah. Their blood shall therefore return upon the head of Joab and upon the head of his seed, upon David and upon his seed and upon his house and upon his throne shall there be peace forever from the Lord. Did I miss something? So Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, went up and fell upon him and slew him, and he was buried in his own house in the wilderness. And the king put Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, in his room over the host, and Zadok the priest did the king put in the room of Abathar. And the king sat and called for Shimeon and said unto him, build thee an house in Jerusalem and dwell there, and go not forth thence any, for it shall be that on the day that thou goest out and passest over the brook to Kidron, thou shalt know for certain that thou shalt surely die. Thy blood shall be upon thy own head. And Shimeon said unto the king, the saying is good. As my lord the king hath said, so will thy servant do. And Shimeon dwelt in Jerusalem many days. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years that two of the servants of Shimeon ran away into Achish, son of Machan, king of Gath. And they told Shimeon, saying, behold, thy servant be in Gath. And Shimeon arose and saddled his ass and went to Gath to seek his servant. And Shimeon went and brought his servant from Gath. And it was told Solomon that Shimeon had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and was come again. And the king sent and called for Shimeon and said unto him, did I not make thee to swear by the Lord and protest unto thee, saying, no, for a certain, on the day that thou goest out and walkest abroad any whether, that thou shalt surely die? And thou said unto me, the word that I have heard is good. When then hast thou not kept the oath of the Lord and the commandment that I have charged thee with? The king said moreover to Shimei, thou knowest all the wickedness which thine heart is privy to, that thou didst to David, my father. Therefore the Lord shall return thy wickedness upon thy own head, and King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. So the king commanded Benaniah, son of Jehoiada, which went out and fell upon him, that he died, and the kingdom was established in the hands of Solomon. The word of God for the people of God. Those were some long, long chapters. When I tell you, woo, my Lord, but they were good. Amen. We're going to get ready to answer these questions. Just give me a second. I'm trying to get my screen back up. I don't know what happened to it while I was reading. Give me just a minute. We got a lot of questions to answer. And this was so good. Woo! And better and better. Come on now, Lord. Mm. to be up in a minute. I want to make sure, okay. All righty. Question number one, chapter one, number one. A, what health problem did King David have? Problem did he have, y'all? Anybody know?
Oh, he was anemic.
Huh? I think he had low blood.
That's what I said. It sounded like he was anemic.
Mm-hmm. In verse 1, here it says, now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. Wherefore his servant said unto him, let there be sought for my lord the king a young virgin, and let her stand before the king, and let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that my lord the king may get heat. That's what I think. And I answer both questions, A and B. Y'all did anyway. Because it says, number B, how did the servant solve his health problem? They went and got a young woman to get in the bed with him and keep him warm. Mm-hmm. She laid beside him. Mm-hmm. Okay, question number two. Who decided to take over the kingship from David?
Was it Adonijah?
Mm-hmm. Adonijah.
Mm-hmm.
In verse 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just made himself who he wanted to be. He just made himself king. Had men running before him.
I guess because he was the oldest.
The oldest one. Mm-hmm.
He was,
yeah. Yeah, he was the oldest left.
But
the oldest
he had
left.
Some wickedness in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. He was the eldest brother.
I wonder if it was from their mama.
I don't think, no.
I'm saying the wickedness, because this is Absalom's brother. And Achish's brother, all three of them was bad. They were bad boys. All three of them. This is the mama's genes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was different. It was different women.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Bathsheba, she was seeing about her son. Because, you know, the first one didn't live. She was like, oh, no, you see it.
Mm-mm.
This and this. Who joined with him?
Which
it was Joab.
Verse 7. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Abathar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. But who did David appoint as king? Y'all know it was Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the Lord wanted David to build a temple at first, but David had killed so many people. He had too much blood on his hands.
Mm-hmm.
So he let him do it. He told him his son would do it for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, this was just good anyway. I've just been waiting on it. I mean, it's so interesting. It seems, well, we'll talk about it. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I've been saying everything. What did David tell Solomon concerning the Lord in verse 3?
To walk in God's ways and keep his statutes and ordinances.
Mm-hmm. All of that. He told him to do all
keep
of that.
Keep the charge of the Lord thy God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That is so important, you
well.
Know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so important. It's so important. That's how you're blessed. I mean, you're not going to be blessed no other way.
No
mm-hmm.
other way. Keep it. Mm-hmm. Keep the commandments.
All of that.
Yeah.
And his judgment. And his testimony. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So important.
That whole verse. Yes, it is. But even today, it's important. Yes, ma'am. What did David tell Solomon concerning Joab? Verse, what I got, 5?
that he had to go.
Kill him. Well, hey, do what you want. Use your own wisdom.
Yeah.
Okay. But don't let his gray head go down to hell in peace.
Right.
Get him.
That's what he said. That's it, honey.
Because he was a mess because he initially, remember when Absalom rebelled, he didn't go with Absalom. He called himself on David's side. Now when Adonijah go ham, you want to try to be on his side?
Mm-hmm.
Like you?
That's right.
Too much.
But see, that was because he was, you know what, but David, I think, was kind of looking at him funny anyway. And Sammy, I think he was kind of, he did something to some before, and David was looking at him, and he was really trying to prove himself to David that he was going to be with David. But David remembered, and just think how he remembered to tell Solomon about all these men, don't forget this, and don't let this happen, don't trust this one, ain't just like a parent. Okay, number three. What did David tell Solomon concerning Shimei? He told him. You see in verse number 8. I'm getting those verses. And behold, thou hast with thee Shimei, the son of Gera, the Benjamite of Bahurim, which cursed me with a grievous curse in the day when I went to Ahinoam, but he came down to meet me at Jordan, and I swear to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put thee to death with the sword. See, what they was doing stuff to David, and then when he had really succeeded over Saul, then they wanted to join up with him. I'll go with you. I'll walk with you. I'll fight with you. And then they looking at him like, are you going to kill me or you going to put me to death? Well, look what you did. You cursed me with a grievous curse. What you think? And then I may not get you, but the next generation will. Because that curse that you see, it could have been on them too.
That's right.
Okay. How long did David reign as king? Number 11, verse 40 11.
Years. 40 years.
Yeah. Why did Solomon execute Adonijah? Or anyway, why did he execute his elder brother? And it should be in 24 and 25, verse 24.
Because he was trying to get that girl that was with David to be his wife.
Yeah. Wicked.
Man, what you think? Ain't that something? That's nasty.
That's nasty.
And not only that,
I heard this thing on the radio. Go ahead, baby.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to tell you about something else. Go ahead and talk about it.
No, I was just going to say that because she had been with the king, she could only be with another king. And Adonijah knew he wasn't the king.
You better preach.
So that's why it's like Solomon probably like, you know she can't be with you, but you just trying to usurp the authority and get your
left king.
You got to go. You got to go.
Yeah.
You ain't going to act right.
And then
he knew better.
Today I was
going to keep going.
Right. I was listening to the radio, and this man was preaching about how Noah's daughters raped him. And he said, oh, my God, that's nasty. That's just nasty, going to bed with your parents. I said, Lord, you're so right about it. Can't even imagine nothing like that. Even with them, God would have made a way. They didn't have to do that. God, don't you know God got a ram in the bush? He would have made a way, some kind of way. They didn't have to do that, but they did. But so anyway, we get back. what was the judgment on Abathar, the priest? Should be verse 26.
Yes, yeah, Solomon dismissed Abathar from being priest to the Lord, fulfilling the word of the Lord, which he had spoken concerning the house of Eli. Solomon would not kill him because he carried the ark of the Lord, God, before King David, and he has suffered everything that David has suffered.
He was afflicted because David, my father, and because thou hast been afflicted in all wherein my father was afflicted. Absolutely. Okay.
That's like they do in some of the church. They excommunicate you or whatever.
They exile him in his own field and remove the priest. What did Solomon do to Joab?
Had
him executed.
He just came in the office killing people. He just was getting rid of everybody.
But you know what? David had warned him about all of them and told him what they had did to him. He said, "But you're wise. You know what to
use
do.
Use your own
wisdom. You know how to do."
That's right. That's right.
And he said, "Get them out the way. Before we even get this started, we're going to get all of this crap out the way."
Well, see, that's what he did before he even got started as king, because it's a whole lot more stuff than to happen. And he's going to have 1,000 million wives at the minute. Okay, was the judgment on Shimei?
Same thing.
He was supposed, it's in verse, what's that, 40, to live in this place where Solomon told him. So the king commanded, is it Benaniah? I got the wrong thing. That's the wrong thing. It's 20.
Benaniah.
No. It says, what was the judgment on Shimei? That's number 8. I put the wrong thing down there, but I know where it is. It's over here, and it was just telling him, remember he had told him to build your house, and he was to live in Jerusalem and not ever come out of
that
city.
And not leave there.
Past that river.
And he left and came back.
And he would die.
Well, see, and he went to that other brother. He went to the other brother, Absalom's little brother, Achish. I guess he was thinking he could do an uprising like his brother did. And he's like, well, I'm going to go over here. And, why would you run to your other brother? Like, you're going to end up dead like the rest of them, which you did.
But you know, he heard that his slaves was over there. Shimei. Well, now, Shimei, I'm so confused. His servants, and he was supposed to go and get them and bring them back, which he did bring them back, but he had already told Solomon he wasn't going to go nowhere.
They should have sent somebody
else. That was really good. That was really good. And he got killed too. He was killed. He was dead. Do you hear me? I'm trying to find the verse because I had them put down the wrong verse. I'm telling y'all, Shimei, and behold, thou hast with thee Shimei, the son of Gera. Anyway, I thought it was 20. And I don't know what I did with it.
It was
after
28.
It was 46, like you said. So the king commanded Benaniah. He went out and fell upon him, and he died. That was right. You said 46.
26. Okay. I said 46, girl.
No, it is. It's 46. It's verse 46.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It is verse 46.
This was really good because if Solomon's father, he was obedient to everything David told him, and then he did use wisdom in doing this stuff. He didn't just say, "I promised my dad before the Lord, my father, so you go build your house and you stay there, so you won't cause no kind of mess Well, I can't watch. You stay right in that spot. See, you get your enemies and you put them in a spot where you know they supposed to be. That's what he was doing. He was using wisdom. You don't go no further than that. You stay right there so I can send my man to watch you when I get ready to. But you didn't went all the way to gas somewhere looking for a service. You, it's time for you to die. You messing around with the wrong one now. David would have had mercy, but you messing around with the wrong one. Mm-hmm. So it, you know what? And then it was good, and it just goes to show you today how if you're obedient to the Lord, obedience is better than sacrifice. If you can just keep them commandments and keep, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's how you know you don't love him. You don't keep his commandments. You know, it's people saying you can't keep the commandments. Yes, you can. You ain't supposed to be lying, stealing, cheating, covenant, and all that kind of stuff. You don't supposed to be doing that no way.
That's right.
So it's crazy, but it's good. I'm telling you, this is good in how they didn't even say, you know, just say David went to sleep with his father. And so now Solomon got to ride this horse now. He sure enough got to ride it himself. So.
Yeah, and you got to know, when the Lord positions you in a place, you got to know who's for you, who's against you, and how to deal with each one. Like, you got to get those people that's going to be against you, get them out of your way, don't have them in your camp, don't have them close to you. You know, you got to know who you can trust. You got to really have a sacred circle, you know, if that makes sense, of the people, because everybody don't mean you any good, even though we have to love everybody.
That's right.
We can't trust everybody, you know, to be on the same path or the same road as we are.
That's right.
That's right.
When they show you who they are, that's who they are. You, hey, if they need to see your daddy, what they going to do to you? They turned on your daddy. They going to turn on you. They curse your daddy. They going to curse you.
Back then, they were easily influenced. Some of them was, you know, because Joab stood by him for a long time. And, you know, and went on against Absalom, told him about Absalom, because I don't believe Joab was with David them at first. He was from one of them other tribes. And he came
Wasn't he one of Saul's servants? He was one of Saul's servants, wasn't he?
Yep, he sure was.
One of Saul's servants.
Because he wasn't with David at first.
Right.
He came and he proved himself to David. He proved himself to David.
Right.
But then he went on and he didn't even go with David's son Absalom, but he went with Adoniah. And I guess because he figured like David was dying is what it was, you know, because I don't think he would have went no other way if he felt like David was going to be king some longer more time. But he knew David was expiring, so he thought this was who it was going to be. But I'm sure they done told them that, and I know Bathsheba done told everybody because she hurried up and ran. Now, look, you got it. You got me pregnant. The second time, you done told me my baby going to be the king after you. What's going on with that? I heard this, and this. So then the priest came in, and he had the priest sleeping up there with him, up there, you know, guarding him and everything. That was good. And you're right.
Nathan, the prophet?
It was Benaniah. He had closer to him. He was the closest to him. And because anybody he told him to kill, he said, go out there and lay on him, whatever he said. What did he say? Go get on him or lay on him or something. That means
he fell on
him.
Fall on him.
Yeah, fall on him.
Right.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Fall on him.
I was like,
you know what?
Fall on him. What are you talking about?
I was just looking up. Joab was David's nephew.
What?
It was his sister's son. I was just reading here. That's messed up.
I
These little little family stuff they be having going on be just too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, you can be a fourth cousin and marry one of them. You know, hey,
yeah,
you know
not
what
even
I'm
fourth.
Saying?
Not even fourth. Yeah, you ain't got to be that far.
Right.
You can be first cousin.
That's how it was. That's why we all messed up way down long.
I'm telling you.
All this stuff, like I said, that Noah's daughters did. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And all that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff. Like, you know, the family's name going. Forget the family's name.
Mm-hmm.
Name
mm-hmm.
of Jesus.
They try to keep that bloodline pure.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so much wickedness now.
Well, I just feel like if they had waited just like Jesus did and the Holy Ghost impregnated Mary, what they thought. You don't know
mm-hmm.
when this thing is, how this thing would have happened or whatever God would have
mm-hmm.
made a way. I'm just telling you, he would have
mm-hmm.
to keep that
mm-hmm.
bloodline going. But you have to have faith and trust in God to know that he could do this kind of stuff. People, they say they believe it, but they don't really believe it. They don't really believe
yeah.
it. They say things like that, but they don't
mm-hmm.
really believe it. They just, you know, and faith without works is dead. You can have faith
mm-hmm.
all day, but if you don't have no action with it and stir it up in there,
that's
then
right.
it ain't gonna, it's just going to be faith. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's taking
right.
faith. Mm-hmm. So... I know that Solomon is going to build a temple because God going to be pleased with how he handling things and how he humbling himself. And I ain't going to talk about this, but it's coming up in the next 2 weeks and how God gave him a choice and the pick and all that kind of stuff. I ain't going to talk about though. But yeah, he's going to be so wise. The only thing he ain't going to be wise from is these women. Mm-hmm. He ain't gonna
That's
be
his daddy's fault.
My God,
he got
yeah.
that from his daddy.
Yeah.
He got that from his
yeah.
daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
That's why we have to be so careful because our kids pick up traits that we have.
Yeah.
You know, like I think
yeah.
about things that I may have done when I was younger, or ways that I had been, and then you see
mm-hmm.
your kids acting in the same way, and then you get mad at them because you see yourself. You know, in their behavior. And then you just want to beat them because you know that. You know, it's a familiar, you know, kind of attitude.
Oh,
behavior.
My goodness.
You know, the truth is so set to free on it. It is
oh, my goodness. I know. I've been giving some
mad.
Words of wisdom all the
okay.
time. Like, look, your perception is off. Your perception is off. Get that
mm-hmm.
together. That used to be me. You know, don't let
mm-hmm.
your
right.
first thought be negative.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let your first thought be negative. See, and we have to teach
mm-hmm.
them how to get the Holy Ghost, how to be baptized in the Holy
that's
Spirit,
right.
because he will
that's
lead
right.
you in all truth. And that's
mm-hmm.
what I preach to these folks. Look, don't let your first thought be negative, because that used to be me.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit, he dwells in me. He dwells in us, and he will lead you to all truth. Don't be negative about everything. That's your first thought, negative.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We pass stuff right mm-hmm. on to these, to our offspring.
I'm trying to tell you. And then we try to beat it out of
them. Beat it. Come here.
Yeah.
Come here. Kicks you off quicker than anything else. Girl, you don't get that.
Right.
If you don't get that, you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
mm-hmm.
you said, you wrong. You got
right.
it all backwards. I remember I used to be like that. Jesus, thank God.
I'm God, I thank the Lord. I'd be like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. But it show you. It's well as bad, it's good. They get the good,
right.
good trait,
absolutely.
The bad trait. Because mm-hmm. Solomon,
yeah, now that's true. That is very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Solomon, good.
That's true.
He's a good guy.
He is.
Wrong thing about him.
Yep.
He loved women. That's how God made him.
Mm-hmm.
He loved women. And back then, And you can have as many as you want. Because God wanted you to be fruitful and multiply as long as they was your wife.
But he had wives and concubines, like his daddy. They were doing
it.
Mm-hmm.
He had all kinds of sons. You saying, where did this son come from? And this, and who is your daddy? Solomon? Because on down the line, it's going to tell you how many sons David had by this woman and he had by this.
Yes,
on down the line,
he had almost 20 sons, almost 20. He had about 20 sons, something like that.
Y'all remember Rent Man had all them kids too. Y'all remember Rent Man?
Yeah.
Wow.
He loaned your money in East St. Louis. He had more kids than that by one woman.
Wow.
Yeah, you know Farrakhan said he had that. His wife gave him 18.
Wow.
And she was sitting over there, honey.
Like
she looked up at him like, And she looked up at him like, and you telling people? Like, anyway.
That's too much.
Y'all, it's 8:30. It was good, I think, and praise God. It was really good. It was just a lot of verses. But on Tuesday, we'll have 3 and 4, and on Thursday, we don't have it. So we're going to get the 3 and 4 Tuesday. And I'm going to pray, and we're going to, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your word, God. We thank you for the understanding that we got from your word, that you gave us from your word. Lord, I ask you right now to bless everyone under the sound of my voice and their families, cover them in their homes and vehicles, God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for this word. We just pray. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. You all have a good night. Y'all know I'll be, God say the same. I'll be up, fired up in the morning now. All right.
Amen.
I have a good night. I love y'all. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good night.
All right. Love y'all,
you
too. Have a good night.
Love you, too. All right.
Good night.